Okay, Durwood. Now, as you and Gary move along, we will tarry and endeavor to further enchant the dear listeners. And I think, Rosie, that that's a cue for you.
I'm all ready.
Well, then go.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now, heaven knows. Words now only use three-letter words. Writing throats, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today. Most guys today that women prize today, silly gigolos. And though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer. Anything goes.
Bing, whatever happened to your friend Allison Henning?
You mean your friend Allison Henning?
You know who I mean. She's got a thing about Cheerios.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's the one that keeps claiming she invented the holes in those mighty little O's.
That's right. Well, I bumped into her the other day, and she said, "Do you know why there are holes in Cheerios?"
Humoring her, you answered.
I answered, "No, why?" And she said, "So they can be toasted perfectly evenly all round."
So they're toasted golden all around and crisped all through.
To bring out that toasted oat flavor that is completely and utterly unique to Cheerios. That's what she said she did.
That's a real mouthful.
But, Bing, she didn't really invent the holes in Cheerios, did she?
No, not at all. I believe General Mills is responsible for that rare coup, that stroke of genius.
Right, that's what I told her.
How'd she react to that?
Told me I had holes in my head.
I've flown around the world in a plane. I've danced flamencos, pasodobles in Spain. You know the North Pole I've charted, but I can't get started with you. What to do? Baby, I'm so blue. On a golf course, I'm under par.
On a nice day,
Metro Goldwyn has asked me to star.
We haven't talked pay.
I got a house and show place. Still, I don't get no place with you. You're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you and I scheme. Just for the sight of you, dream. Both day and night of you. But what good does it do? I've been consulted by Dwight D. Princess Kelly had me to tea. But you've got me downhearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
I've run 100 yards in 10 flats, hanging on to a thunderbird.
Out of Montjuice, copied my hat.
Or is that a dirty word?
With queens I've a la carte, but I don't get started with you. All the leading tailors copy my style. Toothpaste ads feature my smiles.
Why, the Astorbilts and the Vanderbilts I visit, but say, tell me, what is it with you? Man, you give me that halibut eye every time I come by.
When first we met, how you elated me past.
Well, I want to tell you, you devastated me.
Yes. Now you've deflated me. Till you're my Waterloo.
You know that really, when you come to think about it, I'm no fool. With Lola Brigida, I've taken Pastor Fazool. Oh, consistently. But lately, how I've smarted. 'Cause I can't get started with you. I'm blue. Now, if your husband weighs quite a bit more than when you married him, be tactful. You don't tell him a fat man is far more likely to develop heart trouble. You don't mention that men have more heart attacks than women.
And don't serve him those rich desserts made with fats and sugar. Serve luscious, low-calorie desserts made with deserta gelatin. Because deserta is made without sugar. A serving has only 12 calories. Almost no calories compared with any other dessert, even fresh fruit.
Deserta lets you give a man the sweet desserts he loves anytime. Luscious, double helpings of deserta at dinner, a big dish of dessert at bedtime. Here's one sweet dessert you can have all you want.
Look for Deserta, D-Z-E-R-T-A, gelatin desserts, in the low-calorie section of your grocery store. Try Deserta puddings, too, all made without sugar.
Help your husband get his weight down. He'll like himself better, and so will you. Hey, kids, people.
Yeah?
What do you think is the fastest growing navy in the world?
Well, let me see. I'd say the slowest growing navy is the Swiss Navy.
No, fastest, please.
Fastest growing navy. What is it? The United States? Russia? England?
No, I won't keep you in doubt any longer. It's the Texas Navy.
Texas has got a navy?
Why, Rosemary, you know Texas is right on the Gulf Coast.
No, I wouldn't even take the Gulf Coast into consideration. Oh. I mean inland. The Texas Freshwater Navy is the fastest-growing navy.
That many lakes down in Texas?
There are that many man-made lakes in Texas.
Oh, I see. Government dams, projects, flood control projects. Oh, yeah, they're all over Texas.
Oh, that's big Chris Craft country now.
Then you might say that Texas is the Minnesota of the Southwest, the land of lakes down Mexico way.
Exactamente, señorita.
Well, if the Texas Navy is growing, it's got to be the biggest navy in the world. It's just
they
no
wouldn't
way,
take no. Can't
no
go
way
to
way. Stop that. No way to stop anything in Texas. We know that.
Ken, Texas boat sales are up, and one out of every eight Texas families owns a boating rig.
Imagine that. Texas sailors. What next?
Texas music.
I see.
By the mist mischief in your eyes. And what about this heart you broke?
Speaking of the Texas Navy, the boating fad that's sweeping the Lone Star State, I've got to tell you something. There's a lake, it's called Texoma. It's 95 miles long, it's north of Dallas. It has 1,250 miles of shoreline.
Now, there's the kind of a lake we like in Texas.
Got to have the big kind of lake. And besides boating and beautiful marinas at Lake Texoma, they've got what they call the Fisherina.
Don't laugh.
It's a big building. Hi-ho Fisherina. It's a big building built right over the lake. Floor and everything. And in the center of this building, there's a big circular hole cut in the floor so 5,000 people can fish there at one time.
Now, that's what I call stylish fishing.
Oh, that's fishing in the round. That's the new stuff.
Oh, this is really a big idea.
Monumental. Let me tell you something else. The fish arena is heated in the winter, and stand by.
I know what's coming, but go ahead, say it anyway.
It's air-conditioned in the summer.
Sure, I do.
Oh, that's fishing Texas style.
Summertime and the living is easy.
Well, that's fishing in the most deluxe style I ever heard of.
Fish are jumping. Shall we sing it?
Okay, I wonder if we're piped into the fish arena.
Oh, we gotta be.
Oh, sing pretty. The ears of Texas are upon you.
Dum-da-da-dum-dum-dum. Jumping and the cotton is high.
Oh, your daddy's rich
and your ma's so good looking.
So hush, little baby. Thank you.
up singing. Then you spread your wings and you'll take to the sky.
Time to close our little song booth for today, huh, Bing?
Oh, my, how time flies.
Will you sing something while I drape the slip covers over the merchandise?
Very happy to.
I found my love in Avalon beside the bay. I left my love in Avalon and I sailed far away. I dream of her and Avalon from dusk till dawn, and so I think I'll travel on to Avalon. Clipper and sail away. I dream of her and Avalon from dusk till dawn. So I think I'm gonna travel on to Avalon.
We gotta go now, friends.
Let's make a date for tomorrow, though, shall we, folks?
See you then.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.